B-Pod Studios.
The Mike Missinelli Show.
Mike Missinelli, 97.5 FM, Philly's first FM sports station.
We on an uneven playing field, top of the totem pole. 97.5, Mike Missinelli Show. Si, senor, we numero uno. And internationally large, just like the sumo. 2-6, Monday to TGIF. Mikey misses the Philly, where Hades the wide clef. A man of the people, ambassador. Put this bull in the ring, they turn the matadors. Our competition completely non-existent. Burning up the phone lines, record number listeners. All the biggest names and the hottest topics. A runaway train in a drive time slot. It's kinda hard to stop us. On remote, standing ovation just like an opera. The best show on earth, I feel that's very proper. The most electric sports talk, ain't no need to shock ya. Turn your radios up, Mike's ready to rock.
Good afternoon, everybody. Mike Missinelli Show, broadcasting from the Xfinity studio and from Comcast. Good afternoon, everybody, and welcome to the USA, United States of America. I'm rocking the hat today because I'm patriotic soul.
There you go.
What do you think?
It looks good. You're representing.
I'm representing our country.
Good for you.
I feel patriotic.
Good.
And in feeling patriotic, let's talk about the Houston Astros scandal. Anyway, we broadcast from the Xfinity studio only from Comcast. I have said it in the past that we are a people. I don't know if this applies to all human beings, but I think it's fair to say we take a self-evaluation of us as Americans. Our culture allows us to cheat and cut corners, right? I think, can we agree on that, that we are a cheating society? Like, if you look at how big corporations are in America, how big it is, the concept of trying to get ahead of somebody. We all try to cut corners and get an edge on somebody, right? I don't know. Is this worldwide, you think, Andrew, to just in for Tyrone today? Is this a worldwide thing, or is this just indigenous to Americans?
It's probably a worldwide thing because there's big companies worldwide. And you're right. It's trying to save costs and make more money and maybe not putting out the best products to make more money and then upcharging and making more money. I guess that's part of cheating too, right?
We are the ultimate capitalistic society, right? And in an ultimate capitalistic society, the tenet is get ahead of the other guy, right? Get bum rush the other guy. By all means, get ahead of the other guy. And so we sometimes don't even know when we're cutting quarters or when we know we're cheating. All right, so now let's take this to baseball and what the Houston Astros did. Because this story gets hotter every single day. And I'm going to give some people on the record today. Because Nick Markakis now just came out. And all these players that are going to be interviewed on this only have one avenue to go down. Nobody at this point can say it's okay what the Astros did. So every single player. Now think about how many players this is now. We have spring training coming up. All the reporters are gathered at spring training. It is an everyday topic with every different guy. So yesterday it was Nick Markakis' turn to be asked about it. And everybody's going to be asked about it is going to have harsh things to say about it. And Markakis said, every guy over there needs a beating. That's like Henry Hill in Goodfellas. Everybody takes a beating sometimes, right? So, like, and then he goes, it's anger. I feel like every single guy over there needs a beating. It's wrong. They're messing with people's careers. All right, the players are pretty much on board with that same concept. I don't know, like, if we get outside the players, I don't know if the fans feel as strongly as the players who got cheated. But every player is going to have it. You're going to have a constant consternation all year long with this, unless this commissioner, who's really messed this, you know, fumbled it like crazy with the stuff he's saying, has to come out and do something proactive. You remember when the NFL came out after the Ray Rice thing and they suspended him for what was it, two games?
Two games.
And then there was all this public outrage. More public than within the sport, that it had to be more. And then the commissioner had no choice but to react to that and put a harsher punishment down. There's no question in my mind that the only salvation now for baseball, to save baseball from this constant Houston Astro cheating scandal harangue that's going to go out every day. They're going to play games now, just starting soon. Every game they play in, this topic is going to be brought up. You've got to do something drastic. I mean, I know it's 2020, and there's a Players Association, and it's hard to do something drastic. But the commissioner has always had the supreme power when it comes to baseball. And this guy has to stand up and do something. Now, you know what my thing is about this thing. I go, look, baseball, just like Americans are inclined to cheat without them even knowing about it because the concept of getting ahead is the most important thing, right? These guys, the same thing. The concept of getting ahead and winning made these guys tailor their principles to the point where they didn't have any principles and they went willingly along with it. So what, on one hand, I'm blaming them. On the other hand, I go, it's indigenous to what we are as people, as Americans. So for me, it didn't mean as much as a Major League Baseball player who thought or is using this as a convenient excuse for his failings in the game. If it weren't for them cheating, I would be X. And that's the whole thing. And this is what it's going to happen all year long, unless this commissioner acts. You know, at first I go, well, you know, it'll probably blow over. It's not blowing over because every player now, I put myself in a player. I'm asked about it because these reporters are going to ask about it. It's the prevalent story in baseball as we start the season. So every player is going to be asked about it. And every player can't say, oh, it's okay, we're ready to move on. Because that makes you look bad then. It makes you look like you're sanctioning cheating. So they've got to say stuff like Markakis. Every single guy over there needs a beating. Now, do you think that helps the game overall?
I do.
An entire summer, do you think these guys speaking out against the Astros is actually going to help the game or it's going to detract from the game?
I think it spikes interest. And we'll have to see, is it a spike for a 162-game season or is it just sort of like it's the hot topic right now? But the thing is, to me, once the season starts, let's say the Astros open up against the Angels. Let's say they get shut out the first game. What's the conversation? Oh my God! Look, the Astros—they couldn't score any runs because they were caught cheating last year. They don't have the technology this year.
How long does that last over a 162-game schedule?
It's every time.
It's every day you're going to hear this, and the fan is going to get sick of it. That's my point. The consumer is going to get sick of it. You look at it like it's righteous. The consumer is going to get sick. The game then will reduce to not the game. It'll all be about the acrimony that involves the use. Astros cheating, and it's not a game anymore at that point.
But my response to you, and you've been doing this radio thing for a long time, and you know the rule, play the hits, right? So ESPN talks LeBron every day because they know that LeBron is always the hottest topic when it comes to the NBA. They bring up the Cowboys every day because when it comes to football, the Cowboys are the number one team to be talked about. Right now, it's the Houston Astros,
but
and there really hasn't
the
been a team.
They're talking about LeBron because of his greatness, because his essential greatness. That enhances the game.
But the Cowboys haven't been
cheating
great.
The game. This is like a crime. The Cowboys have always been this concept of America's team.
Right.
It's not like this. This is a foul smell on the game.
Yeah, but when
it's not an enhanced smell.
But when it comes to political stuff, when somebody does wrongdoing in politics, they talk about on every political network for a week.
This is not politics. This is sports.
I get that it's sports, but it's the same notion of it's the hot topic right now.
But you're taking the fun and game out of the game.
Yeah, but now people are going to be rooting against the Astros, and they're going to hope that every game the Astros go out there and lose, and all the key players go 0-4.
That's not good for
the
game.
It's the villain.
It's not good for the game.
To me, it is.
It's not.
The Patriots having a dynasty was good for football because they are the villain.
But that's different. They were the villain because of accomplishment.
The Astros have accomplishment, and they cheated because of it.
But this was a cheat thing. You're talking about something that gives the sport a black eye. That only goes so far.
Yeah, but didn't Bounty Gate with the Saints, the Patriots with their cheating scandal in 2004, it's still talked about today.
I don't agree with you. I don't agree with you.
Okay.
I think you knee jerk this issue. Like, oh, it's great. They're a villain. Everybody's going to be out to beat them. And it's wonderful. Overall, over 162 game schedule, it's not wonderful. That's why this commissioner has to act and do something that convinces his own employees and the fan base that they're not going to stand for something like that. As it stands now, they are standing for it, and they're allowing players to speak up. It's just like allowing players to police the game and throw it at heads.
Right.
People don't want that anymore.
Especially Rob Manfred.
I do, but people don't want it.
Now, my question for you is, you brought up the Roger Goodell doing the thing with Ray Rice. So could you see Rob Manfred doing this with baseball? Because
I think he has
to. But he issued the punishment, got backlash for it, not only from fans, but from players, and then had that interview with ESPN and stood by his decision.
He doesn't understand that it's going to go on every day. He is misguided enough to think that it's going to disappear. Every guy who is interviewed about this, whether it's preseason, whether it's the season, whether it's teams playing the Astros, teams in the Astros division, whatever, it's going to come up all the time. And there, that reduces the clout of your sport in an overall basis. Your sport then becomes a laughingstock. If negativity is allowed to perpetrate. You're not talking about negativity. You're not talking about LeBron is not the negativity. The Patriots being so good is not negativity. That's all about accomplishment. This is all about circumventing the game, and it's not good on any level.
Do you think, though, they're looking at it like that any press is good press?
No. Well, if he's doing that, he's misguided. That's what I'm talking about.
Right.
If Manfred is so misguided to think that this kind of press is good press, he's wrong. This is like players going on strike. Oh, we talk about the players going on strike every day. What did that do to baseball? It almost wrecked it.
Yeah.
They needed a steroid scandal to bring baseball back. You can't mess with Americana like this.
I just wonder if
mess with
having
this is Americana.
You cannot helps.
You know what? Hoya paranoia. That's where it helps. It doesn't help in Major League Baseball, which is Americana. It is how we spend our summers.
Yeah, but it's a sport that's losing interest, so I wonder if this is sort of that little injection for fringe fans.
How will this be an injection for fringe fans? Fringe fans are going, oh, I want to follow that sport where they cheat? What are you kidding me?
Yeah, but all sports cheat. We talk about this.
Yeah, see, like, this was a master plan of cheating.
Yeah, and then they got away
with
it. Other sports don't cheat. You know, the Deflategate thing, whatever. I get it, the filming. But on an everyday basis, this was an orchestrated season-long cheating.
Yeah, and it worked out successfully.
It wasn't a temporary thing. Not all sports cheat. Baseball has made it a cottage industry.
I get that, but it worked out. And then they got away with it because Rob Manfred fined him $5 million.
Well, this is what I'm telling you. I'm being the commissioner's assistant. This is what I do. I speak against misjudgment. He's making a misjudgment. He has to do something about this.
I just wonder if he does. That would be a big step.
You know, I'm sorry. Like, we have all these people that cover the wonderment of baseball, right? You mean to tell me that not, well, how many people are these so-called national baseball experts? How many are out there?
A hundred,
right?
Yes.
They're all baseball. You mean to tell me now, one of these guys were so swayed by the romance of baseball that not one of these guys got a sniff of what the Houston Astros were doing. These guys that are supposedly behind the scenes, plugged in dudes, had nothing. And it was the same thing with the steroid angle. They had nothing back then, and they have nothing now. Why? Is it because they're so romantic about the game? Is that why?
I think they wanted
the guys that, the people that cover baseball are just in love with the game. Nothing can go ever wrong with the game.
I wonder if they kept it quiet. Because it's on record that the commissioner knew 2 years ago.
Like, I find it like hard to believe that they either that or they didn't want to go there because they love baseball so much. Like, all these guys that cover baseball just love baseball, don't they?
Yes,
they wax poetic about baseball. All right, we'll talk about it. One other thing I want to just throw in before the break. There's a story by Marcus Hayes today where he calls the Sixers' two all-stars, Goofball and Gunshy. Now I have used nicknames in the past, too, and it got me thinking. Am I out of line? Like, when I called James Ennis Fred Sanford, was I out of line? Like, last year in baseball season, when I called Jared Hughes Goofy Goof as he came in from the bullpen. Am I out of line?
I mean, poking fun.
Here's where I do it. I do it with guys that aren't stars.
Right.
I do it with the guys that are, you know,
teeter.
I could do without.
Right.
In other words, can you actually go Goofball and Gunshy when you're talking about Joel Embiid and Ben Simmons?
No.
Is that out of line?
Yeah. I think
Andrew?
It is.
It's probably out of line.
I think it's disrespectful.
I just want to hear from the people. So it's not disrespectful if I do it to a marginal player, because a marginal player deserves it.
They're not the center of the franchise.
Sean Rodriguez, we had a nickname for him too, didn't we? Like those kind of guys that I resent.
Right. Yeah.
No, but I don't resent stars. I don't call star players nicknames.
No, they're the center of the organization. I think there should be a little bit more respect there. Whether or not you like what they're doing.
I don't know. This is all about the fan. Like he's writing this for the fan. So it's the fan who reads that. And you go, wow, that, you know, that's out of line. Or that's okay. I'm okay with that. Putting that kind of pressure on them. Whatever. It's just a side topic. 610-632-0975. That's how you get in. I got a terrible sinus thing that's come back on me, probably because of this office. So I might be coughing. I might be nasal. I might be sneezing. Do I have my box of tissues?
Do you have your cough drops, too?
I got a cough drop in right now.
Okay.
Get some water.
I'm in terrible shape today.
I know.
But since Anthony also was in terrible shape, I didn't think I could miss today. So here I am, playing hurt. Mike Missinelli Show, 97.5 The Fanatic.
The Mike Missinelli Show.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
97.5 The Fanatic.
Alright, 2 o'clock hour. Excuse me, I'm Mike Missinelli Show. 2 o'clock hour is brought to us by... I think I have my sheets here, Andrew. Oh, wait a minute. Hold on a sec. I got it. Paul B. Moyer and Sons. No, that's the Twitter poll. I don't have the other sheet. No, I do. Hold on.
All right.
I'm telling you, I'm out of it.
I know. You can hear it in your voice. Take your time.
Ferguson HVAC Lyon Conklin brings us 2 o'clock hour attention to HVAC contractors. Visit Ferguson's County location on North 7th Street in Philadelphia today for equipment, parts, supplies for every heating and cooling job. Now, it's time to start the Twitter poll brought to us by Paul B. Moyer and Sons. Give your family their weekends back with a Husqvarna automower from Paul B. Moyer and Sons. Check out the automower in person at their showroom in Doylestown or online at paulbmoyer.com. Natalie?
Thanks, Mike. Early votes on this one. Do you think the Astros cheating scandal is going to help or hurt baseball? 36% say help. 64% say hurt.
Well, there you go. The poll on my side for the first time in a really long time.
It is.
So, here's the beauty about baseball players. And this is why I had the attitude that I had about the cheating that goes on all the time in baseball. And the cheating that actually goes on in America on an everyday basis. Marquez says this: there's right ways to do it and wrong ways to do it. So in other words, Andrew, it's okay to cheat as long as you don't do it sophisticatedly with video.
Yes.
Well, now think about that for a second. Think about it.
Yeah, but...
This is what I'm talking about. Like, this is why it didn't bother me that much in the first place. Because what they did was they hiked up the sophistication of sign stealing by using what was available, the technology that was available to them in the year 2020.
I get that. And we, you know, you're a ball player. I'm sure at some point in your life when you were on second base, you looked in to see what the catcher put down and you tried signaling.
Did it all the time.
Yeah, exactly.
Tap
your helmet. All right, we did the helmet for a curveball. Touch the helmet, and here comes the curveball.
The helmet was too obvious, man.
And that's why I got thrown out. So I get that. But you're using your own eyes and you're trying to decode certain things. You're trying to figure out the second or third sign. When you have a live feed with I'm sure it was an HD camera because they have millions of dollars.
It was ingenious, what I said from the jump.
And it was
because
wrong.
The primitive way to do it, which apparently wasn't wrong, was when Mick Billmeyer used binoculars from the bullpen to decode the signals.
That was wrong
too. To help the Phillies.
In my opinion, that was wrong too.
Philly fans when that story broke, the Philly fans didn't care. Did they care?
I don't know, it was 2009, I was a young pup still.
They didn't care. When it's your home team, you don't care. Because you only care about winning.
Right.
Nobody cared about the steroid thing.
I still feel dirty about it, though.
McGuire, nobody cared Chicago about Sosa. Nobody cared San Francisco ever about Barry Bonds.
That's right. If you see anything Astros related on Twitter, every response that's pro-Astros is Astros fans. Like, all their pictures are the Astros logo, or it's an Astros player, or their Twitter handle mentions the Astros. I get it. Inside your own city.
Yeah, but here's why it's not going to benefit the sport. Because when you have people constantly reminding people that this is the sport where people can cheat like that, people aren't going to tune in because there's this subplot of the rest of the league ganging up on the Astros. They're going to say, well, the product is a cheating product. That's why the commissioner has to step in. Like, the temporary thing is, oh, I can't wait for the Astros to get hit. Then that wears off, and people start to say, wait, this is a sport where everybody's reminding me that it's possible you can cheat. So, I'm out.
Now, to your point, this is from Bob Nightingale. Brett Gardner, outfielder for the Yankees, spoke, said, quote, you know what? I'm sick of hearing about it and talking about it and being asked about it. To be honest, the more we stand here and talking about it, the longer it drags on, and I just don't think it's good for the game. So,
okay,
there's Brett Gardner.
There you go.
Now, J.D. Martinez also said something yesterday about it, saying I'm tired of hearing about it. But J.D. Martinez is with the Red Sox, who fired their manager, and now immediately you go, all right, does that mean the Red Sox were doing more of that, too?
He's in the crossfire.
So that's why, I don't want to hear about it anymore.
That's why he's sick of hearing about it, because he's in a crossfire.
So as soon as Brett Gardner says, I want to move on, now, of course, if you read the responses, is that guy sounds guilty.
Brett Gardner is one of very few. There's going to be five Markakises to every one of Brett Gardner saying, let's move on. Let's go to Brian on the cell. Brian, you're on 97.5 The Fanatic. Brian.
Hey, Mike. How are you?
What's up, Brian?
You don't sound too good today.
Yeah, I'm not good.
To me, this whole Astros stealing thing, sign stealing, it's just subjective to what you believe and what you think the punishment's to be. It's like a rhetorical question. It just keeps going around and around and around. Now, to me, I think the commissioner should have taken a proactive approach in dealing out a discipline. Now, whatever that discipline is subject to whatever you think. I personally think a postseason ban would have solved the problem. And if he would have done that, I think it would have satisfied a lot of the public, a lot of the players, that he is taking a stance. I know it comes into question with the CBA, with the players and the owners, and I can guarantee you that sign stealing is not in the collective bargaining agreement with that. Mm-hmm. But I can guarantee you that something like that is going to have to be in place in the future.
There's no way to legislate that. Well, you can't prevent a guy from looking into a steal sign.
No. But I'm saying in terms of this taking off into some other direction.
Well, the only thing you can do about it is what I've been saying. You got to now have direct communication, like the coach on the sidelines with the quarterback. You got to have the direct communication with who's ever calling pitches with the pitcher from the dugout.
Right.
And so he gets some kind of electronic signal or a voice or whatever. Now, I don't know if he can wear earphones with the pitcher, but.
But I do think this is carrying on, because I think he's wishy-washy, the commissioner, about this.
Well, of course he is. What he should do is he should suspend everybody that's involved, but stagger the suspensions. Like, not all at once, because they do have to field the team. Well, and he has to ban him from postseason. He's got to do something more than what he's doing.
Correct. And don't forget, I don't know if there's any players that left the Astros or with other teams, but what happens to them? Do they get suspended if they're with another team, if they were there?
Yes.
That comes into play.
Well, everybody who was complicit.
Right. I agree.
All right, so, and you just identified people. It's not hard to find who was complicit.
Yeah, I talked about this earlier. Marwin Gonzalez, who is a good ball player for the Twins, was with the Astros in 2017.
Yeah.
He would be suspended.
He's got to go, too.
Everybody involved.
Staggered. You got to stagger them. All right, so Correa, you're suspended the first 10 games. Altuve, you get the next 10. Bregman, you got 10 after that. Some of them have to be coincidental. Some of them have to be at the same time, whatever the word is for that. It's escaping me at this point.
Now, is 10 enough?
Concurrent. That's right. Concurrent.
Is 10 enough?
Whatever. I'm just throwing a round number out there. Whatever. It's probably not enough.
So hey, I know people were asking for full season.
Go 25. That's fair.
I would go right? 4. I would go half
one,
a year.
1/4 of the season. Well, 162 divided by 40 games, 41 games.
Can they scale it like on a like a start with like what they would give for PEDs? Like kind of have it be in that ballpark. Like if you're cheating is cheating no matter what, right?
Yeah, but that was collectively bargained, that okay. PED thing. So they're doing this now that the player association has to sign off on whatever they're doing.
Right. I mean, I'm just saying to give some sort of parameters for. Whatever falls under cheating, I mean, that you could kind of start there and base
the kind
it
of
on
thing
that
this is different than PED, though. You got to set your own parameters for this. Like, this is, you know, it shouldn't, previous suspensions on PED shouldn't have anything to do with this. This is a completely different ballgame.
But don't they still categorize it as cheating?
Yeah,
so it could fall under there somewhere.
That's illegal drug use, the other one. This is just mindful cheating.
Smart cheating.
Yeah, let's go to Mike in Boyertown. Mike, you're on 97.5 The Fanatic. Mike.
Michael, need some good homemade chicken noodle soup.
I've had it for the last 2 days. You know, it's funny because nothing affects it. I'm doing this squirt thing. It's worse today. I've got a head cold now where I'm sneezing. This has been going on for over a month with me with this sinus thing.
Oh, man. That's no good. But what I was going to say is... anytime there's cheating in any of the major sports and it becomes public, like or not necessarily cheating, a blemish on the sport and it becomes public, it doesn't look good for that sport, period. My second point is the commissioner, he's going to have to step in because baseball has always been a sport that police themselves.
Mm-hmm.
And there's going to be pitchers that obviously want to police themselves. And it's going to get to the point where Dusty Baker, you know, has had enough. And the commissioner is going to have to step in and do something.
Exactly.
You know?
Exactly. You know, but, you know, what the commissioner tried to do is, if you throw it at these guys, it's going to be 30-game suspension. Well, that doesn't help the game either. You're punishing the people that shouldn't be punished at that point.
Well, not only that... how do you prove that it was? Oh no, it was a curveball. It slipped.
Yeah, well, you can pretty much tell at this point. But still, it's like you're punishing the guy who wants judgment. He wants he wants justice, so, and you're going to punish that guy? No, that's totally un-American.
Yeah, the commissioner. And I think why a lot of people are upset and up in arms is, well, because the commissioner is, you know, was a little wishy-washy, but also the apologies. The apologies were not genuine, you know?
No, they weren't, and his statements were ridiculous.
Absolutely.
And so, like, I can't believe that he doesn't have a better feel for what's going on. It's all about public trust. Yeah, Goodell is an empty suit for the most part. But once he did once he fumbled the Ray Rice thing, he goes, now I got a problem with public trust. Now it's going to hurt my bottom line, my product. So now I have to act. Well, this idiot has to realize that this could hurt his bottom line. In a sport that's already declining in interest, now this is the sport that allows cheating with a sophisticated method, and they just let him get away with it. And at that point, it's public trust for your fan base. They can't be treated like that.
Now, I'm not really familiar with everything in the Ray Rice situation. Obviously, I know what happened, but did advertisers pull from the NFL?
I don't know. I can't remember either.
Because I wonder if that was... Obviously, public trust is a big thing. But once advertisers start coming out and they start leaving, mm-hmm. I'm sure that adds to making changes.
I mean, that's part of the pressure that should be on this commissioner. I don't know if the beer ads are big in baseball.
Yeah, but I don't see any advertisers pulling away because of this.
Not yet. But this is still kind of new. You know, the more Nick Markakis is that put it out there that somebody needs a beating, you know, then all of a sudden, you know, it gets the advertiser's attention. All right, Jeff and Camden, you're on 97.5 The Fanatic.
How's it going, Mike?
What's up?
Well, so can you believe this weather, man? Spectacular. Sitting out here.
It's really nice out there.
It feels like May.
Yeah.
February.
Yep.
Unbelievable.
I think it might. What's it supposed to be this weekend?
It's going to be nice this weekend, actually.
Let me see.
I think it could be golf this weekend.
48.
Yeah. What?
Yeah.
That's
Friday, 37. Saturday, 48. Sunday, 53.
Sunday's when I'm supposed to
be. I'm going to be on the beach.
Beach?
Yep.
Oh, man. Ain't all that.
running in some soft sand.
Okay.
But baseball, look. All right. So I'm going to take a knee here with the J.D. Hammer thing. I revisited it. At the games I saw, he was pretty good, but I guess more or less than not, when I was drinking,
he got
his ass kicked.
You were the J.D. Hammer guy.
Yeah.
And I went, J.D. Hammer?
Yeah, so I'm taking the knee.
He could make the squad. You never know.
They
only have 70 pitchers. Now, he may get to throw 10 pitches in a game, and you'll have to make a decision on that. I'm being sarcastic.
I just don't want the Jamie Moyer balls going on. Just throwing these yoke balls. I don't understand the soft pitching. I've never understood the soft pitching, and that drives me crazy. Like I bite my fingernails when these soft throwing pitchers go up there. I never understood that stuff.
Yeah, well, there's no reason for it in this day and age that you should be a soft thrower. That's why you rarely see him on a staff. The Phillies ace happens to be a soft thrower, but but that's beside the point.
Yeah, absolutely. Oh, and yo, man, thanks for those tickets for the auto show, man. Spectacular show, man. I think I want me a car from the future now.
Oh, cool.
You know,
what'd you look at? Mercedes?
Don't laugh at me.
You know, it's
that.
The best or nothing.
Don't look Mercedes. At electric Prius.
Oh, well, that's there you go. You're conscious of the environment. I like it.
Yes. Yeah.
Well, good luck with that.
Thank you, sir.
All right, Jeff.
All right, take it easy, Mike.
Well, good luck with that. Where's that from, Andrew?
I don't know.
Yes, you do. Yes, you do. It's a sports movie. Well, good luck with that.
I don't know.
Yeah, you do. Moneyball.
Oh, and they
you like Moneyball, right?
Yes.
All right. Remember when Hatterberg was in the cereal room there? And DJ walks in, David Justice?
Yeah.
Yeah. Scotty H, pick a machine. He goes, how you liking first base? It's coming around.
That's right.
And he goes, well, what's your biggest fear, man? And he goes,
the ball getting hit to me?
The ball actually getting hit to me. And Justice goes, yeah, that's funny. No, man, really, what is it? No, that's really what it is. And then he walks away. And Dave Justice goes, well, hey. And he's eating cereal. Well, hey, good luck with that.
Now, when did you last watch Moneyball?
I don't know.
To know for that to come to your mind.
Certain lines stick in my head. Certain lines stick in my head. It's like that guy who played David Justice in that movie was really good.
Yes, he was.
And he had a great swing. Who is that dude?
Yeah, and in the batting cage,
he had a great swing. A great left-handed swing. That dude had to play ball before. Whoever that actor was that played that part.
Because he actually had a swing in the cage. It's like hockey movies, right? You have to have... At least some of the actors that don't have many lines are hockey players.
This dude had major league swing. Like, he had the follow through, the release. Like, he was on it.
It probably goes into the box against Cade, to be honest.
My man, if he may have worked at it and trained himself, but he looked pretty good there. John in Northeast, you hang in there because we're up against a break and we'll take a break. 610-622-0975. He also on the plane turned to Jonah Hill and he said, hey, yo, come on, why don't we get charged for soda? Right?
Yeah, and then he goes,
Jonah Hill goes, well, Billy likes to keep the money on the field.
And he goes, and another thing, why doesn't he travel with us?
Soda money? 610-6220-975. Back after this.
The Mike Missinelli Show.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top five Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
97.5 The Fanatic.
All right, 2:45. Leave it to Booty. Booty back producing the show today. And, of course, he's got the lowdown on the guy who played David Justice. The guy's name.
Naturally.
He's got the scouting report.
Name, he's an actor named Stephen Bishop, who actually was a minor league baseball player.
Okay.
In the Atlanta Braves system. So there you go. Maybe he got to study DJ.
Now, my question is, did Stephen Bishop act in any other movies?
Yeah, Stephen Bishop was on the television show Imposters on Bravo.
Okay.
He was in the television show Being Mary Jane. He was in Lost, Girlfriends, and The Game. He appeared in the Rundown with The Rock. He was with This Ring alongside Gina Hall, Jill Scott, and Eve. Grey's Anatomy Season 4, and he is currently has a recurring role on Criminal Minds as Supervisory Special Agent Andrew Mendoza.
Wow.
That's good work out of Stephen Bishop.
But Stephen Bishop is also a singer from the back in the day.
Is that right?
Oh, wait, yeah.
Stephen Bishop, he did On and On, On and On, On and On. Remember that song? On and On? You remember the song?
I do. I don't. Your tune. I'm going to blame it on the cold.
Yeah, it's the cold. I can't get it right, but it's on
Let me see.
Call it On and On by Stephen, because you'll recognize it.
I know. And the name sounds really familiar.
Save It for a Rainy Day, I think, was another one of his hits.
Stephen Bishop.
Stephen Bishop.
On and On. It Might Be You. Yeah. Something New in My Life.
On and On.
Save It for a Rainy Day, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, so you got two Wikipedia Stephen Bishops, but the dude who played David Justice. There you go. All right, here we go.
You gonna hit the post for us?
I don't even know. I can't remember it when it comes in.
Down in Jamaica, oh, that's right. They got it's lots of people.
Down in Jamaica.
Steal your money.
Do you remember this song?
I don't know if I know that.
I think it's in the chorus. You might recognize it.
From the
here comes. Here comes the chorus.
Frying pan on and on.
Oh, yeah.
You got it? All right.
Yeah.
There you go. All
maybe right. Next week when you're feeling better.
That's Stephen Bishop.
The tune will carry.
On and on. All right, so the other question about David Justice. This guy played him in Moneyball. But the real David Justice had a cameo in another movie that starred Tom Cruise. What was it, Andrew?
The real David Justice.
Yes, he was on the television playing for the Atlanta Braves in this movie. Oh, this is sick. I can remember this stuff. Booney knows it, too. Booney will email me. See if he gets it.
I don't know. He stumped me.
It was A Few Good Men.
Is that right? Are they watching the Braves game?
No, he's in his apartment. And he's got he's in his apartment. He's got the Braves game on. He's thinking. He's got the bat in his hand.
Yes, right.
And Justice hits a double, I think, on the screen. Because they get in the Super Channel. They get the Braves. But also, there was another scene where he's got the Orioles on. And they announced something about Randy Milligan, who would play for the Orioles at the time. These are the things that stick out to me.
Stuff you remember.
Yes, it's stuff that I remember. Yeah, David Justice.
It's impressive.
Yeah. Well, who was David Justice with? It was Halle, right? Was Halle Berry?
Yeah, I think so.
Was David Justice with Halle Berry?
Yeah.
That was his big romance?
I'm pretty sure.
Okay. Let's go John in Northeast Philly. John, you're on 97.5 The Fanatic. John.
Hey, Mike. I hope you feel better, my friend.
Thanks, buddy.
I just wanted to go into this cheating scandal and stuff. I think the reason why he hasn't really, the commissioner hasn't really made any, come down harder on anybody yet, because he doesn't know how to handle it yet. Because, first of all, cheating's always been associated with baseball, and he has to do something that's going to deteriorate cheating for the future. If he can't do that, it's going to be hard for him to really do anything like that because baseball's deteriorating anyway, and the only way people watch it, if it's like home runs and stuff like that, stuff that's spectacular, they're not going to watch it if it's only like small ball game like it used to be back in the day. That's the only reason why I think he's having a hard time coming down on these players, because you've got to deteriorate it. If you can't stop it, how is he going to come up with something to stop
it? Well, he can stop this electronic thing, this video right. thing, and he can suspend the guys that used it. What's the downside of that? He's got to make a stand on this.
Right. Do you think they would ever change, like, the rules as far as pitching is concerned, making them only pitch one certain way? That way that would stop signing anyway? Do you think that could happen to make the game better? Because they want the high hits and the scoring and stuff like that. What are your thoughts on that?
Well, they have to have signs. I mean, the pitcher has to be, like, the catcher has to be positioned. You know, he's catching something that's 95 miles an hour, so he's got to know the location and what the pitch is.
Right, right.
You know, that's why you got to have signs. They got to be on the same page. Otherwise, like, if you don't give a sign, the guy decides to throw a slider. Well, guess what? That's gonna be a wild pitch or a pass ball because the catcher's not ready.
Right.
So that's what signs are for. And they're also scouting players and saying, okay, this location is gets this guy out. That's why I have all these scouting reports. So you have to give signs to the pitcher, and the catcher and pitcher have to be on the same page. I mean, they're orchestrating the game, really.
Right, right. Yeah, I was just saying that and see what. That's why he has to probably come down. It's hard to come down with something like that.
I don't know why it's hard to come down. I'm maybe not getting you. Why would it be hard for him to come down on something like this?
Because it's not going to stop cheating in any aspect. That's what I'm saying. That's my point.
Well, but there are two levels of cheating. One is using video surveillance to cheat. That's what has to be stopped. And the guys that did that and flouted the rules, because there is a rule against video display of that, they have to be dealt with. It's not difficult to deal with that.
Right. Yeah, I understand that. I'm just talking about the cheating in general is what I'm saying.
Well, but what's the cheating in general? Like, what is your definition of cheating in general? Stealing signs from second base?
Stealing signs, or if you want...
That's not cheating.
Well,
I mean, that's benign cheating. That's just knowledge, you know? Yeah. All right, man. What he said was, what Manfred said, and then he doubled down on it. He said that these guys' shame is punishment enough. Well, no, it's not. How is that punishment enough? They're shame.
They won a World Series. They're cool.
Exactly. They still got the money for winning a World Series. You don't have any shame. You know, they may have to fake shame when they talk to reporters.
How do you think the Astros fans are supposed to move forward with this? Because they thought they were cheering for something wholesome and good, and we finally did it.
I got to be honest with you. I don't think they care. It's like Philly fans didn't care when that story broke about stealing the signs from the bullpen. Did they care?
I mean, no.
Oh, let's broach the subject.
But this is
If you're a Philly fan, if you are a Philly fan, the Phillies won the World Series. After the World Series, it comes out that one of the ways they won a World Series, they had an advantage using video equipment and breaking down the code of signs. As a fan, how would you feel? How would you feel, Natalie?
I mean, I would...
You would look the other way.
No, I would, because it's so egregious.
You would look the other way.
No, I couldn't look the other way. It would be tough to resonate, because I would feel like, okay, we didn't win it authentically. We did win it, but there's still something that would be a little unsettled with me.
Okay, let's go to 93 then, when we all knew that the players in 93 were a little cranked up on certain PEDs.
No.
Right?
Right.
Which has been verified in our conversations with both Lenny Dykstra and Darren Dalton.
Yeah.
So how did you feel about that? They got to the World Series. Was that Fugazi?
I don't know, because maybe, like you said, the PEDs, it just gives you a little bit of an edge. This was like a diabolical plot to cheat and win.
So you're saying that there's a difference.
Yeah, there is a difference. Oh, I always said there was a difference.
Using the PEDs is okay in your book. Cheating using video is not, however.
Yes.
One's against the law.
Well.
Illegal steroid use.
Yeah.
So you're sanctioning what's against the law, but you're defended by what's something that's not against the law.
Correct.
Okay.
I live on the edge.
You're okay with that?
Yeah.
All right.
I need to think about it a little bit more, but it just it just dawned on me. How do the Astros fans feel?
We got 5 minutes, so you think about it a little more and come back out at 3 o'clock hour, see if you change your mind.
Okay.
610-632-0975. It is the Mike Missanelli Show. It's on 97.5 The Fanatic and NBC Sports Philly.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.